welcome. This is part three of a three-part meditation on Sabbath. I'm Jason, pastor of Manhattan Mennonite Fellowship. And this is Brian, friend and hang drum accompaniment. We're at the 15th Street Friends Meeting House in New York City. This three-part series explores Sabbath as contemplative pause. The three parts consist of Sabbath and personal transformation, Sabbath and social change, and Sabbath and space-time. Let us pause and enter into this space together through sharing three deep breaths and being still. As we sit comfortably, relaxed, shoulders gently back, find yourself situated in your body. As we take our first deep breath together, feel your belly fill with oxygen. Slow breath out. Second deep breath in. And slow breath out. Third and last deep breath in. And slow breath out. Breathe naturally and let us practice stillness. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew 27, verses 51 and 54. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly this man was God's son." God's word. When we move toward the end of the gospel narrative to Jesus' execution, the very moment of Christ's death, the scriptures state, the curtain of the temple veil was torn in two. The temple veil separated the people from entering the Holy of Holies, which was said to host the very presence of God. When Christ died, and the temple veil was torn, people now, through Christ, were able to enter God's presence. Analogous to the tearing of the temple veil, physicists theorize that the universe may be like a thick fabric. Gravitational waves cause ripples, and there are even tears caused by black holes and other cosmic anomalies in this space-time fabric. The death of Christ was, in a sense, more powerful than all the black holes in the universe. Black holes tear holes and cause ripples and waves in space-time. But Christ's death on a cross not only tore the temple veil, it tore through the entirety of creation. Sabbath is a form of cosmic disruption. Sabbath moves us beyond our mundane and linear concepts of time and space and moves us toward the restful, joyful presence of God where we encounter a cosmic Christ. Jesus, Lord of Sabbath, through both birth and death, is also the cosmic Christ. This Christ helps us to move from the particular toward the universal. In the gospel narrative, Jesus of Nazareth is a first century Judean rabbi and healer whose identity gradually unfolds until he is recognized as the Christ, that is, the anointed one who saves all of creation. Accordingly, throughout the scriptures, a particular day, Sabbath, becomes a taste of eternity for all to enter in. Sabbath practice helps practitioners to understand what physicists already know. Space-time is stretchy. And by recognizing the importance of the slow arc, or rather a time outside of time, rather than tethering ourselves to the outcomes in the present, we're able to shift into a greater trusting because we have the perspective of different types of times and spaces. In ancient Greek, there are two words for time: chronos, which is sequential, quantitative time, and kairos, revelatory, qualitative time. The Christ shifts into kairos, and from that fullness we are able to participate in the transformation of the world that operates by chronos time. Kairos is akin to the idea of deep time. Richard Rohr, Franciscan priest, says, "When you fall into deep time, it's not Thursday anymore. It's not fall anymore. It's the way things always are. It's a deeper level of experience, deeper level of truth, deeper level of self and life. Sabbath provides practitioners access to deep time through contemplation. There is a real tension between modern and postmodern worldviews, binary and non-binary expressions of believing and being, a tension between dualistic thinking and unitive consciousness. Sabbath helps us to move beyond binary thinking and even linear time, living in the in-between space, the liminal space, wrestling with concepts such as deep time. Grant practitioners the gift to live into the space of the eternality of now. Sabbath provides us access to deep time and even access to the Holy of Holies. When we live in God, we find ourselves oriented toward resurrection, deep time, and the promise of newness. This awe and wonder is cultivated, and we are able to find ourselves sitting with clouds and trees and the earth herself, simply experiencing the essence of being. Carlo Rovelli, in his book, Seven Brief Lessons on Physics, writes, "This strange, multicolored, and astonishing world that we explore, where space is granular, time does not exist, and things are nowhere, is not something that estranges us from our true selves, for this is only what our natural curiosity reveals to us about the place of our dwelling, about the stuff of which we ourselves are made. We are made of the same stardust of which all things are made. And when we are immersed in suffering, or when we are experiencing intense joy, we are being nothing other than what we can't help but be, a part of our world." The actions of those who inhabit our terrestrial planet reverberate throughout the universe, and even into the heaven of heavens. Jesus teaches, on earth as it is in heaven. In this sentence fragment, the intentions of the Sabbath Lord are revealed. And so we must heed caution, so as to not dwell only in this place of awe and wonder, heaven, but to understand that it is a reservoir from which we are nourished and equipped, so that we may participate in ushering in this newness in our relationships, vocation, and community. Sabbath peace.